Blog Talk Radio.
Topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T.
And this is Rachel.
What's up, Diva?
Not much.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm not going to complain. I ain't going to do no good. No way.
Exactly.
So how's your week been so far?
All right. I'm getting a little more rest so far than I got last week. Last week I put in that 80 hours. This week
Whoa.
I'm not putting it. Yeah, this week I'm not putting in quite as much. So I'm getting a little more rest this week.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, hey, I don't know. To me, this week has went by like crazy.
Uh huh.
You know, and I'm like, wow, it's hump day already. The middle of the week.
Yeah.
You know, I said, well, you know, hey, well, actually, this year is going by quick to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
January, February, March. Look, I'm counting on my fingers. January, February, March, April. It's April already.
Yeah. The fourth month. You know, just right. Seemed like it was a new year a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. It's definitely going fast so far. I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. So, ready for tonight?
I am ready for tonight, yes, I am. What you got for me? What you got for us?
You really, 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 really ready.
I'm ready. I am feeling very energetic today, and I'm ready. I'm ready. What are you throwing at me today, lady?
let's go in a little hard.
Okay,
Is there a difference between loyalty and commitment?
Oh. Yes. I must say yes.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely. There's a difference between loyalty and commitment. Wow. Yes, I'm going to answer that. Should I answer it yet, lady?
You don't got to if you don't want to, but you can't.
I have the answer to that. I have myself been committed with men that I was just committed to that one person, not speaking to, texting anyone else. Committed to that one person. However, I also have been just
loyal. Right.
That quote unquote ride or die chick that's gonna be there through thick and thin, no matter what, through your ups and downs,
right,
whatever. But I'm not necessarily committed to you, but I'm loyal to you.
Right. I mean, you know, I've been there where I've been both at one time.
Uh-huh.
You know, and when you know, it's totally a difference.
Uh huh.
You know, because like you say, you can be loyal to somebody and not even sex them.
Right.
You know, but in a commitment, you know, you've bending over backwards for that person.
Uh huh.
You know, plus you being loyal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, hey. That's a deep thing, you know, to think about.
Mhm.
But it's you know, hey, you can have it one way or the other way. You could have it both, you know. It depends on the individual as well.
Yes,
with, you
exactly.
You know, because some people might have thought being loyal was being committed. No.
Mhm. Mhm.
You know. Because, you know, being committed, you know, you committed to that one particular person. You're doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty, you know, hey, I'm loyal to you as far as that's concerned. You
mm-hmm.
know, we're loyal to each other.
Right.
But we're not sexing each other.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, but we're loyal to each other.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but there is a difference. But I would love to hear everyone else's feedback, you know, about it. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the phone lines. And the number to call is 646-238-3838. Press that 1 if you want to get in on the topic with Rachel and myself. You know, and let us hear your feedback on what you think about this topic. But, it's a deep conversation, and you know, I would love to hear the feedback.
Me
you
too.
Know, but you know, I got a part 2 for you.
You do?
Yeah, but I'm gonna wait later for that. Right now, okay. What we're gonna do? We're gonna go to our first song.
Okay.
All right, hold on, man.
Yes.
What if the sky was turning red? I know we'd be safe right here in my bed, laying face to face. Oh girl, I love the way you smile when you rain on me. So tonight let's act it out, show you how it's gonna be. I'm gonna kiss your other set of lips, hold your body by your legs and hips. The world can't end until it finishes. Cause we gon' do it like it's about to be the end of the world. And they depending on us to make earth shake and love as we lay down. Lay shivering, 'cause we're covered in sweat. Girl, I like the way it opens up when you throw it back, babe. Girl, it might be too much, oh, babe, if you keep doing that. Got that pillow for your knees right here. Baby, can you make it disappear? Your voice is the last thing I'm gonna hear. And I wanna make you follow. We gon' do it like it's about to be the end of the world.
Music.
Yes.
Yes.
I like it.
So,
I like it.
Yeah. 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 Oh, by the way, Diva, how was your birthday?
Oh, it was well. I worked Saturday morning, the day of my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then I got off and I was taken to eat by a friend of mine, and then I went home, had a couple of sips, and then went to sleep. Had to get up the next morning to go to work. So once I got off, I cooked Easter dinner for my family. So it worked out pretty well. I had a definite good weekend, I must say.
Oh,
How was yours?
You look, mine's so old. I was blessed. I was living. You know, that was my birthday gift.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, I wanted to celebrate my 40th with a bang. I planned on losing a lot of weight, putting on a little skin tight outfit, and going out. But it didn't work out that way. But I'm grateful that it worked out the way that it did.
That's all right.
It was nice.
Here with us another year. You know, that's the best blessing you can. That's
I'm
the best
so
birthday
grateful.
Gift you can get.
Yes, I'm so grateful. So grateful.
But I'm again, the number to call is 646-238-38. Press that one, guys, and get on the topic with Rachel and myself. We love to hear everyone else's feedback. So with that being said, you need to push that one if you plan on getting on the air. If you don't push the one, guess what? You can't talk to Rachel and myself. So, tell them, Diva. Tell them what they need to do.
Press one. Dial a number. Dial a number and press one. 646-238-38. And press one, please.
Yeah, but that commitment, I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, when I was like committed,
uh-huh.
and being loyal at the same time,
uh-huh.
hey, it was a great feeling.
Uh-huh.
You know, now I don't know if I'm committed, loyal. I don't know what it is.
Look, I can say that when I was committed and loyal at the same time, it was a beautiful feeling. But unfortunately, there was no reciprocation. I didn't get it back.
Right.
And
I
ended up being hurt. And unfortunately, it was a long, long relationship. Long relationship. So I endured a lot of pain. A lot of pain that I'm still having to deal with. So then, you know, when I decided to maybe try to get into another relationship, then I was scarred, I was torn, I was hurt, and I carried all that other baggage, you know, from the relationship that I was loyal and committed in. So I wasn't able
right.
to give all. I wasn't able to give all. So I thought maybe I'd go back to that other relationship. It was just crazy. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like I say, when you're not getting it in return, it tends to really just like pow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it hits you so hard, you like, oh man, for
yeah.
real though.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I done gave my all, and it's all I got. What?
Right. Right. So. But Dons and Divas, the number to call 646-238-3838. I mean, yeah, Rachel and I will talk, but
mm-hmm.
we love to hear other people's input on the situation, you know.
Definitely.
So I don't know, loyalty, you know, I've had where I thought people were loyal to me.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? At the end of the day, they was just digging all up in my back, breaking my back in. As soon as you wasn't around me, you know, I was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, therefore, you had nothing in life to accomplish, you know, of being loyal to me.
Right.
So,
right.
My loyalty, when I'm loyal to you, I'm going to be loyal to you until
uh-huh.
you give me a reason not to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So,
we got Kim on the line.
Oh, okay.
We got Kim on the line. Well, let's speak to Kim. Let's see what she has to say. Kim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm all right. How's everything?
Everything is good.
Right.
How are you?
Right.
You're doing good, so...
Tired,
did you hear our topic for tonight, Kim?
No, I'm sorry. Can you repeat it for me?
Yes.
Is there a difference between loyalty and commitment?
Yes. There's a big
okay.
difference. You can,
yeah.
To me, I think that a lot of people don't take loyalty that serious. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, just speaking in general, not just like relationship-wise, just saying like just being loyal to your friend, just being loyal to, you know, anybody, just being loyal, you know, showing some type of loyalty to yourself.
Uh-huh.
I think that people, they don't tend to, you know, take it serious to me, you know, and you can be committed to someone, meaning that's just you and that only person and it's you two together and you're committed. But then it's like, all right, well, are you loyal to me? You don't have to be
right.
cheating on me. Be loyal to me.
True.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different types of, you know, cheating and stuff. So therefore, I think that you can touch like every aspect with it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people should be more, you know, loyal and, you know, just devoted, you know, to the person that you're dealing with, whether it's a friend, family member, whatever it might be.
Exactly.
That, you know, to me, when I feel loyal, I feel like, I hear faith, I feel it's more like commitment, it's being faithful, it's being devoted to that person, It's how I take it.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And loyalty is a big word, you know.
Yeah.
Like I was telling Rachel, you know, we're loyal to each other, you know. But like I said, it doesn't have to be your mate that you're loyal to. You just brought out all the people it could be. You know,
right.
But loyalty is a big word, and it's nothing to be played with. You know, love and loyalty, you can put that together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but loyalty, it's like you said, it's a lot of people that want to say they're loyal, but you're far from being loyal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you're loyal to a friend, you're not going to kick that friend's back in when they're not around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you, I had this one friend, and I don't have many of them. And
right.
The one I had, she like disappointed me one time, and then ever since then, she's like, "Oh, I'm your sister." I'm like, "No, you're not. You're my associate." Because if you were my sister, if you was my friend, you wouldn't react the way that you're reacting right now. You know,
wow.
And she's like, "I'm loyal to you." I'm like, "No, you're not. Loyal to me meaning what? You won't sleep with my man? What does loyalty, you know, loyalty to me mean?" You know.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
And that's the difference too. A friend, an associate. You know.
Right.
Kim, are you still with us? I think Kim's call might have dropped.
That's okay. That's all right. We're going to keep on keeping on.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just like the lady that I hang around most of the time, 90% of the time, we call each other associates.
Uh-huh.
You know, because like you say, as soon as you say friends, sometimes that's when everything just gets misconcepted.
Right.
You know, and everything starts going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, you want to hear what else I got, Diva?
Yes.
When you're in a relationship, do you think that your mate can block your blessings?
Yes, definitely.
I do. Oh, Kim is back. Kim, you here still?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome back. Let's let Kim talk on that one.
Okay.
Did you hear that, Kim?
Do I think that when you're in a relationship that you can allow your mate to block your blessings?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that's it does happen, you know, to some people, because I think that if you guys are both on one accord,
right,
meaning you're both putting the man above first, and you're both working towards the same goal, the same commitment, I think that if one person is doing it, it's not going to work. So therefore, you're not going to get blessed because you're not living the right way. You know, you're not living righteously. You know, the relationship is supposed to be surrounded by your vision and your honor, you know, your honesty, your loyalty for God. And if you don't have that, then what do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'll agree with you 100% on that, you know, because, I'll give you a good example. A few years ago, I mean, I was faithfully going to church, faithfully going. And I met this guy, right? So he would come and spend the weekends. Well, I knew by, 2 or 3 o'clock on Sundays, he would be gone. I stopped going to church because he didn't go to church. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Something ain't right with this situation. You know, and I had to really just step back and tell him, listen, it's fine you coming on the weekends, but I've got to keep doing what I was doing before I met you.
Mm,
you know, because
coming on
it seemed
weekend.
Like, huh?
Mm. Where was that? Coming on the weekend?
Yeah, because he worked during, you know, the weekday, and he lived about 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked every day, but, You know, on the weekends, we spent the weekends together. And I would go, you know, to his place sometime. But I started thinking, I said, wait a minute. I can't let this stop me doing from what I was doing, because everything was going so good for me before that. And then, mm-hmm. like, after that, it just seemed like everything started going downhill. Bills started piling up. And, I mean, it was just like I had no clue. And I'm yeah. like, what is going on? And I really had to step back and think, you know, why is all this happening to me right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it out because we wasn't on the same accord. He refused to go to church, so, you know, things started really happening bad for us, you know.
But,
okay,
can, I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
Do you think that when you're in a relationship or when you're dating someone that what their religious beliefs should be discussed in advance?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it should.
Okay. Yeah, cause this way, like, when that time comes, you're both not looking crazy. Like, all right, well, do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me and God are cool. You know,
yep.
like.
Yeah,
yep.
But, you know, at that time, I don't know. I can't say that, because this was maybe about 7 years ago. I can't say that it was like a rebound thing, you know, because actually this person went with me. This person went with me to my hometown, and he went to church with me, you know. And I'm
okay.
like, well, wow. You know, I was but like, well, why we can't do this, you know.
Wait,
you know what?
Wait,
you...
because my question was it on the weekend?
You know what, Kim?
Yes,
and Rachel,
yes.
You guys
yes.
know the lie, because Kim is acting up. We're going to go to another song, but I want you divas to hold a lie.
Okay.
We're going to go to our next song.
My baby got a lot to learn. Come here, let mama bring you up to speed. A couple of changes, a couple of things I want to go over. A couple of hours is all I need. So let's get it started. Oh,
Wow.
We are back.
Yes, that was Brandy Floor.
Who?
That was Brandy.
Oh, wow. Brandy and who?
Brandy.
It was a man named?
No, the chick Brandy.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, little Miss Brandy. And the name
wow.
of the song was Floor.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Give that DJ a hand again.
Yes.
They doing it. Yes. So, is Kim still here?
Yes, I'm here. I was still laughing about the weekend thing. You know, I had one of those before, too.
A weekend laugh.
That was, in all reality, that's what it ended up being.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And listen, it was a weekend commitment.
Guess what? A weekend commitment for who?
Look, for them.
For who? But you know what? That weekend commitment ended up being 2 years. So what's the rest of that?
Wow. See,
yeah.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
All right,
commenting in the forum when y'all were talking about the weekend thing. So the weekend thing was a commitment. What did I miss?
All right. Well,
it was a fling.
I think it can go both ways, because at the end of the day, to me, it's like you can always be loyal to someone. You know, you can always be committed to that person.
Mm-hmm.
But the question to me is there a difference? You know, like some people will tell you, oh no, there's no difference. If I'm committed to you, I'm loyal to you.
Right.
You know, and honestly, I'm loyal to my friends, but I'm not committed to my friends.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, if I'm in a relationship, I'm committed and I'm loyal to my relationship and to that person. But it has to be both ways. Like, both people have to be committed and loyal to each other. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Right.
Exactly. And there has been, and of course, with the commitment and the loyalty, if there's commitment and loyalty, then obviously the communication is good. The communication has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
But that one lasted, it was probably about 4 years, because they stopped working and I stopped working, so, you know, hey, I was there on the weekdays and Sundays.
But I still
stopped my blessings.
Hold on. So you became unemployed, he became unemployed, and me and Rachel started taking care of both of y'all.
No. I was getting unemployment, and so was he. But he always
taking care of y'all.
Look. He still got money to this day, and he still tries to stop and holler. But no, dude, you married. Kick rocks. Bye bye.
You know why he got money? You know why he got money? Because me and Rachel still taking care of him.
Well, y'all need to be taking care of me too.
We need to.
I ain't got none. So wait a minute. Something ain't right with this situation. This situation just went backwards now. We are loyal friends, sisters, divas. What's up with that? How y'all gonna take care of him and not me?
We're taking care of you, Steve.
Wait a minute. Kim ain't talking now. Something ain't right with that.
She done press the mute button.
I'm going to mute her. I love that girl, though. Kim is one of our funniest callers.
Oh, yes, she is. Definitely is. Oh, Lord.
Do Look, she back in the cut somewhere. She ready to come out with a good one.
Trust
and believe when she come out, she going to come out with a real good one. And she going to have us both in the floor laughing at it. And Connie ain't until 9, Kim. So you stop it. Daza Divas. The phone lines are on fire. The number to call is 646-238-3838.
They're scared tonight.
This isn't a Monday show. We won't be,
nothing like that.
Right. Nothing about it. This is just
cool. I promise we'll be gentle. We're gentle. We're very gentle females.
Yeah.
But, because Kim about to be putting the quarter.
Gentle giant.
Hoo-wee. But, she is so cute with her little, her input, though.
Yes, she is.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway, let me see, 646-238-1. Okay. I'm trying to push the link, girl. Anyway.
So, Diva, have you ever had any, you feel like you've allowed anyone to block your blessing?
Definitely. Let me get into it. I was in a relationship, and the relationship started off what I thought was great. I ignored the red flag. You hear me? I ignored the red flag, but went on ahead anyway. Along with the relationship, ended up starting going to church together and all, and then once we got deeper into the relationship, he stopped going to church. And that was the relationship that I was in, that I was addicted to. I was in this relationship addiction. So I was,
wow.
So then I had sometimes kept on going to church, but then I got into the depression, started drinking, and I started using, and I started indulging in him and in the alcohol.
What was that?
That noise.
I don't know.
Did you hear it?
I didn't hear any noise.
I rebuked the devil. Anyway, I woke up after a while. I opened my eyes, and I saw all my blessings passing by me. You hear me? Passing by.
Wow.
I had lost a lot of money, lost a house, lost a vehicle. My children were looking at me like with the blank stare.
So what is wrong with you?
Yes, yes. And I had to stop. I had to put an end to it. I had to get back on track, chase my blessings, and allow them to come back to me. We have Shelly on the line, though. Shelly, are you there?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Can't complain.
Good. I want to take the time to apologize for last weekend. Last week, my phone was crazy that I would hold the charge, and I wanted to come in and talk to you guys last week or whatever. But you know what? I'm here now. How you guys doing?
There you go. Thanks for calling.
Oh, absolutely. I want to take the time to say happy belated birthday to you, T.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday to you, Ray.
Thank you.
That's sweet.
Now, what's the topic? Because I didn't see the topic.
We have two of them.
Okay.
The first one, is there a difference between loyalty and a commitment?
Oh, wow. Loyalty and a commitment.
Uh-huh.
I think it is. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I think the difference between loyalty and commitment, anybody could be committed to someone. I mean, if you love, well, are you talking about males or a relationship?
I just in general.
Friendship or just whatever.
Yes. I mean, you know, you answer it the way that you feel that you need to answer it, you know.
Okay. Okay.
We're listening to your feedback.
Okay. I think commitment can go either way. You could be committed in a friendship with someone, a best friend or whatever. I think you could be committed to that. You'd be like, you know what, that's my girl or boy or whatever, to each his own, male or female. You know what, I'm committed to that person in a friendship way. Like, yo, you know, we've been down this road, we look out for each other, this, that, and the third. And in a commitment, loyalty,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the same thing. And how you would go about it, whether it's in a relationship or friendship.
Right.
Now, I think loyalty and commitment in a friendship as being friends, of course, yeah, I think that's cool.
Right.
Because it, to me, it's the same thing as commitment and loyalty. You're my friend, you're going to make sure I'm good, I'll make sure you're good. And
you're
going to
always have that friend's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to always have that friend's back.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure, even you guys have some friends that they are loyal in a commitment to you guys, or you are in a commitment to them as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And there's a part two also.
Right.
There's a part two to us, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there's a part two, Shelley. There's a part two to
okay.
to the question
okay.
also.
Okay. When you're in a relationship, do you think that your mate can block your blessings?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I do. I do think that. And I'm going to speak on experience because sometimes you can give your all to that person, and then that person will be like, okay, it's all me. And then when you decide to say, hey, well, what about me, and try to do something for yourself, I wouldn't necessarily say, well, yes, they would probably block your blessings because they're like, oh, it's all me all the time, and now you want to do something for yourself. Or to do anything that is out the norm besides me being included. Yes, I do believe that. Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I wouldn't necessarily say that's like some sort of hate, but if you're in a relationship or whatever and that person is so used to you doing what you're doing for them and not so selfish on yourself, but when you say something so small, as to something that pertains to yourself, yes, they could block your blessings. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay,
do you think that's being selfish, though?
Huh?
Do you think that's being selfish?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it is. It's very selfish. If you are saying, okay, you know what? If you're in a relationship or friendship, whatever, and you're like, okay, my friend is doing the thing, and then my mate's doing the thing, that I'm excited for them, I'm so happy, but for the minute that you're so excited and happy for them, and the minute that they've taken all of that in, and the minute that you want to take a second for yourself, absolutely, that's selfish. Yes.
Very.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Divas, hold those thoughts. We're going to go to a song. I want you guys to hold the line, though, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Kim, I hear you.
Trying not to cry, asking.
I mean, when she started, you know, doing them drugs and stuff, it was bad. But I'm just saying, when she was in the high part of her career,
man,
didn't tell her nothing.
Man,
Whitney.
Because her music would never die. You know what? Is that Kim acting up again?
Yeah, wait. Do you remember when they was on when they had like their own reality show?
Yes.
Oh Lord.
You know that was a sad sight.
But you know what? It was who they are. I think it was.
Yes.
The train wreck and everything, that was who they are was. That's who they were.
Yes.
Who they
and that was so a heartbreak. Not H-E-A-R-D, but H-A-R-D.
Well, however, it did play on TV, but that was who they were. It was.
Yeah, well, see what had happened was
What happened was Bobby Brown said,
he ain't gonna take it no more. You know what? He wasn't, they wasn't loyal. That wasn't a commitment.
But you know what? That was an understanding. That was an understanding to me. It wasn't something that I would write home to my mama about. But I think it was more like it was an understanding amongst both people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in some sick and twisted kind of way, it was an understanding. Maybe the cool girl with the younger guy that kind of got her all, you know, into the fast life. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of guys, y'all, we have a guy, Don, on the phone. Dorian, are you there?
Oh. Yes, I am. I got a confession to make. I have a serious confession to make.
What's that?
I done got it put on me, and I think I'm hooked. And, I done met my match. Met my match, and, I'm somewhat kind of whipped, but not to the full extent, but, yeah, I'm kind of whipped.
Well, congratulations!
Watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth now.
Well, you're a good one. You're a good one for this topic.
Uh-oh, what's the topic?
Is there a difference between loyalty and a commitment?
Wait, loyalty and what?
Commitment.
Is there a difference between loyalty and commitment?
Yes.
Yes.
Damn. Sorry, I know I can't. I apologize for that. Damn. Loyal, you just, everything else is like, you got tunnel vision, commit. Yeah, there's a difference. And when you're loyal to them, and you do what you're supposed to do. When you commit it, you still do what you want to do.
Wait a minute. Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How you still going to do what you want to do if you commit it?
Listen, no. See, when you're loyal, you do what you have to do for that person. But when you commit it, you still do what you have to do for that person, but you still want to do you. I know the difference. Right now I am loyal to the T. I'm too loyal. I'm scaring myself right now.
Yeah, look. You mean you whipped to the
teeth? I ain't whipped.
You
think
you were?
Listen. When you're whipped, that means you're doing everything that they say to do. I don't have to do. If this woman enjoys the same thing I enjoy, and I've always said, if I can find a woman that enjoys the stuff that I like doing,
right,
I'm done.
Oh, that's sweet.
So
put her on the phone and see what her input is.
There you go.
You hear me?
No.
I'm just saying. Put her on the phone and let her give her input.
No. She went too. They loyal to each other. Don't be starting trouble, too.
Listen. It's been 3 weeks, and I've been around so many good-looking women. I don't even pay attention. I don't even look.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Dogbone. I'm proud of you.
I'm very
proud of you.
Last night, I was put to a serious test because her friend was having a birthday party at a strip club. And I mean, she was paying for the women to put it in my face. And I was up there saying, no, get away from me. I'm pushing. And I mean, no, this is bad.
Dorian got it bad. That's what's up. We're proud of you, Dorian.
No, this is bad.
Okay,
and the woman wants to meet my family.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm really sick of to meet your family.
She want to meet my family. She want to meet Big Reggie and the whole crew. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, take her to Big Papa.
I'm like,
Because you know your daddy going to take her from you. That's why you're scared to take her there.
Listen. The only thing he got over me is money. That can only get you so far. If he takes one of them blue pills, his heart is gone. It's going to explode. I'm like, now what you do? Like, you just broke my father and everything. I got to beat you up.
You stop it. Okay, Dorian.
Yes.
Part two.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a relationship, do you think that your mate can block your blessing?
Can block
if you're allowed
blessing.
To? Yeah.
Listen. This woman has done everything to provoke me for doing things. Oh, damn. I said, sorry. Yeah, we gotta get back to you on that one.
Yeah, you
gotta think about this.
You real sprung, but it's all good.
I'm not sprung. I don't want to say no. That's the whole thing. And she's mad at me for this.
Wow.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm saying no. My gym wife, my two gym wives love her. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You don't like any other girl I bring around? He's like, we like her. I'm like, yo, y'all up this off this.
But you know, sometimes we sit back and wait. You know, hey, get things from those that wait.
No. These two here don't sit back for none. They just tell like it is. They tell the girl to her face, you ugly. Nah, you can do better than her. I just look at him like,
wow.
Yo, really? You going to say that to him? Like, you
wow.
can.
Wow.
But her,
well, maybe they know something you don't know.
Listen, if they knew something I didn't know, the two of them would definitely tell me and will not bite their tongue. They do not bite their tongue at all.
Well, I am very, very happy for you, you know.
I'm not. I'm scared of anything.
And now you ain't scared. You already said you whipped, buddy.
Listen, I'm scared of anything. The summer's right around the corner, and I know for a fact that something's going to happen. And I know I'm not going to be the cause of it, but I know something's going to happen down there. It happens every year.
Did you take her to the race with you down there in Carolina?
Nah, I couldn't go. I had to work. But she wants to go. She races, too.
Oh, snap. You might lose her on one of them races.
All right, listen. This woman races cars. She watches sports. She cooks. She works out. And I'm still trying to figure out why this woman want to be with my ugly behind.
Does she last for 4 hours?
What's that?
Does she last for 4 hours?
I'm not trying to go there with her right now. I'm trying my best not to go there with her.
Damn,
and
that's
the last night and everything. Last night, I never felt like a female in my life until last night because I was like, I gotta go. I thought I was just staying tonight. I gotta go. I gotta go. I got work at 5 o'clock in the morning. She goes, it's only 10 o'clock. I go, yeah, I'm late. I gotta go.
Yeah, it sound like you got a whippersnapper right there.
Yeah.
It's beyond a whippersnapper.
John's and Divas, everybody hold that song. We're gonna go to a song. I want you guys to hold the line, though, and we'll be right back.
Must not have been paying attention. I stepped right on in it, didn't even notice how deep. From the ground to the top of the cloud.
No. The song that I'm listening to right now go out to us.
No. You have to cut that one off.
What is that like? Yep.
But I can't be talking now because I got to go. It's gym time. So I got to go ahead and get my
calling
off.
In, period.
Excuse me?
We do appreciate you for calling. I wish you blessings on your relationship.
That's not a relationship. Stop it. It's just a good thing that's happening right
well,
now.
Well, you're fleeing or whatever you're doing.
Don't run away from it.
You scared. I ain't gonna lie. Yes, I am. I'm mad. I'm committed to it. Yes, I am. Who am I like? Female that I like? Yes, you right. I am beyond scared. They up to something. They up to something. A woman that can cook like that, too. Hey, that's the key to my heart. It's my stomach. God Almighty.
Has she cooked you any spaghetti yet?
No, I know. I learned. Don't eat that. No.
We have a new caller on the line. Kia, are you there? Kia.
Hey, Kia.
Kia.
Oh, I gotta go. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Doreen.
Kia, are you there?
My poor mother's job.
Hello. Kia, hi.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry.
Hey, okay. How are you?
Okay, get a little cold coming.
Oh, that's not good. Vitamin C and plenty of fluid.
Well, remember drinking that green tea.
Oh, garlic, all of that.
Yes.
Well, did you hear our topic for tonight, Kia?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Okay. Is there a difference between loyalty and commitment?
What's the difference between loyalty and commitment?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I told you, this is definitely a difference between loyalty and commitment. Commitment is when you're committed to something and you put everything in that you're committed to. Like you're committed to your relationship, you're going to be committed to. Loyalty comes and goes. You can have loyalty one day for 6 months, and then you can have the loyalty can go on the next 6 months.
Okay.
There's no more loyalty no more. Because everybody's trying to cut each other. I think commitment. When you have commitment to something, I like commitment better. Because you're committed to that. You're gonna put your 100% into that. Loyalty. I don't know. Loyalty is funny.
But you can be loyal to a friend.
I mean, it depends. Like I said, yeah, it depends. You can be loyal. We have seen friends that we thought were loyalty.
Mm-hmm. You know, like I expressed, like Rachel and I, we're loyal to each other, but we're not in a commitment.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. So. I could take that. But then I don't know, I guess with loyalty with friends and stuff like that. It depends. There's a lot of friends that have been friends for years, and, you know, that loyalty bond between. So I would take that as a bond between sisterhood or a bond between friends. So, yeah, it's a bond between, I think it's a closeness. It's a bond between two people. You have that respect and loyalty amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Okay.
Logical.
Part two. When you're in a relationship, do you think that your mate can block your blessings?
No, because I was always told, can't nobody block your blessing. What God has for you is for you.
Well, when I say, you know, like, I gave an example of, like, one time I was going, like, to church and doing everything, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I met this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped going to church because we were doing, like, seeing each other on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped going to church, you know.
See,
like
was,
everything started going downhill.
No, that's not because no, I don't agree with that. That you know.
Well, I mean,
you know,
it wasn't intentionally,
well,
but I found myself not going.
Sometimes you can give all to a person, to somebody who you care about or whatever, and you're like, okay, this is somebody who I love. Okay, you know what? He has. He has his issues or whatever within reason, but however, if it's a point, for example, that hey, he wants to go to an Italian freaking Chinese restaurant. You said I want pizza, and that's
mm-hmm.
not to say that he's blocking your blessings, but because he has done, you have allowed him to do much, pretty much himself, and he's okay with that. For you to say, hey, I want a little bit, yes, I think that would be saying blocking my blessing.
No,
yes.
that's not the same thing, because that's not the same thing. I don't agree with that. That's totally not the same thing, because when you saying blocking, like, I know, I'm always told, you know, like, people could speak death to you, you know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
in the same thing, people, but nobody can block what's already predestined for you. No, they cannot. Because it's like, can't nobody pluck you out of his hands? So nobody can take it.
Yeah, I think they can. I think they can if you allow them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they can if you allow them to. I think that's the key, is that if you allow
because
someone,
what it is, but,
that's
but
just like if you allow someone to tell you, oh, okay, well, you know what, go ahead and jump off the bridge. I did it, you can do it too. Now, you
right.
know if you jump off the bridge, you're going to die, depending on the length, you know, the height of the bridge.
Exactly.
So that's like you saying, okay, well, you know what? If you can be with someone, or you could be a relationship or friendship, and you decide that, okay, I no longer can think for myself. I know what God has in plan for me, but I'm not going to go along with his plan. I'm going to go along with this person's plan. Mentally, you're allowed to block you. That's like being weak.
But that's your own demise. But that's your own demise. But can't nobody block it? But that's your own demise.
That's
your own selfishness.
That's you. I feel like mine was being blocked, and I allowed
it
to be blocked.
Sometimes your blessings could be blocked, and you don't even know it, though.
Right.
That's true, too.
You don't even know it. You don't even know that you go along with, hey, what about my idea? What about what I like? And they're like, oh, me.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
Listen, I want everyone to hold the line, okay? Hold that thought. Everybody hold the line. We're going to go to a song. We're going to come back, and we're going to finish this debate because it's getting good now.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay. Told y'all I was going to walk like this. Y'all didn't think that I could walk like this. Said I told y'all I was going to walk like this. Turn around and I'll make it jump like this. You want to keep that before they make it jump like this. Gonna think that I can make it wrong like me. See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like me. How you not gonna know it when it hits like me? Ladies, drama, leave it home. He ain't got it right by none of scratch him off. They just call me Teddy, so by 20 strong. They sending at the door, don't wanna take her on the ring. Let it go by 3 months ago. The pain, the stress, and ain't me no more. The girl that they used to know didn't change. Now they say you missed it before they mention my name. Make it jump like me. Gonna think that I can make it jump like me. See, I told you.
wanna, don't get too close. So come up, bow, cause the quick ain't for me. Got my girls all hearing me. Oh, family, please, all your personal info. I ain't thinking about love, I just wanna get it. Pop a bottle, talk a lot of bull. And let's go.
Let's go. Y'all, I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this. Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like these. Turn around and I make it jump like these. You wanna keep that part and make it jump like these. I'm gonna think that I can make it bump like these. See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like these. How you not gonna go with?
Wait a minute.
Tonight ain't feeling no. Tell my girls that's looking their best. Won't you go and show it off for us?
Bring it back now. Do get excited, seeing what they like. Hoping they the one you choose, hope they get invited. Late night rendezvous is alright, but we loving how the club vibrating is enticing. Let the beat knock, trust me, we ain't gonna stop. Head to the lights up, watch us take over the spot. Few mad looks from them chicks, you know, and from them dudes who be jealous of a chick with dough. Pop another bottle for them, keep my life moving. No time for the drama, watch me blow through them. I know I sound confident, I'm supposed to. We do it big how we live. Kelly told you so. Come on.
I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this. Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Turn around and I make it jump
all my
like
ladies.
You wanna keep that part and make it jump like this. Wanna think that I could make it jump like this. I told y'all I was gonna jump like this.
How you not know it when it hit like.
Kelly Rollins, Like This, featuring
Pete. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, Divas, we're going to go back to our little discussion.
All right. Okay.
And I don't know, I think Kim and Shelly and Kia was having, and myself was having like a little debate.
Okay, so So, Kia, you said you disagreed with what I said?
Kia, are you still here, huh?
I'm still here. I'll just let her speak.
Okay.
And I'm still here.
Okay.
You said you kind of disagreed with what I said?
So are you asking me?
Yes, Kia, yes.
Oh, you said do I disagree with you?
Well, before the song, you said you disagreed with what I said.
Oh, yeah, I don't agree with that. I just don't think in that conscience that someone can stop something what God has for you. It's just like somebody can stop what God's doing. That's why I'm like, no way they can do that. So whatever God has given to you, can't no man touch or take or, you know, that I don't believe. That means then somebody can be equal to God. Mm-mm.
Let me use
an example. Let's say God has a path set out for me, and I trust and I believe that He's going to lead me in the right direction. I trust Him with all my heart, but I'm also caught up in this relationship with this dude. So I see the right path, but I don't take it. I take the wrong path because I want to stay with this dude. So I'm allowing this dude, who I'm choosing, to block my blessing.
Exactly.
So it's me allowing that blessing to be blocked.
Right.
Me allowing this guy to block my blessing from God. Do you think that's possible?
I don't, the term I'm using, maybe you miss your blessing, but can't nobody block your blessing? Can't nobody block your blessing.
Mine was being blocked because I allowed it to when I was doing my little weekend thing, you know.
Sure.
And now, sometimes
right.
that I may not get up. If I've got a visitor on Saturday, they don't leave before it's time for church to go, before church to start, and I decide not to go because that person is here, I've allowed them to block my blessings.
You allowed yourself to miss you. But I always say, you know, they always say, you know, God got two types of will. He got the permissive will. He got a positive will. He calls things to happen. He permits things to happen. That's something you know. But when I'm saying with block, I'm like saying, so if God's sending me a blessing, you think somebody can block it, what God's sending to me? No man is equal to him. That's why I said no way.
I was allowed to block my blessing, but
Kia, don't you think that it's each individual is different, and that
everybody's different? Yeah, I do agree with that. But I'm just using the term as somebody can see. My thing is blocking. Usually, like blocking. Like if God's sending you a blessing, I cannot block what God's doing. I can't do that.
But I think that's the good thing about everyone having their opinion, because, Kia, that's your opinion for you in your life and how your theory is. And for Shelly, it's different. For T, it's different. Race is different.
Right.
You know, for me, it's different.
Right.
So I think that's one of the good things about being able to have a
And one thing I like about this, because you always reasoning. And come to you know, everybody comes to their own conclusion. My thing is just like I always say, you know, I always say, well, can nobody block your blessing? What God has for you is for you, because, you know, can't nobody pluck you out of his hand, because he's, you know, because he's all powerful. No one can, you know, is equal to him. So that's what I'm saying when somebody says, oh, well, God has all blessed, then I could just block it from him. How are you going to block something God got passed for somebody else? I don't agree with that.
Kia, can I use an example? And I'm pretty sure everybody has seen this movie. What's Love Got to Do with It? That is Angela Bassett. She put aside her blessing to open up, I think it was a restaurant or a bakery or whatever, for her husband. And she set aside that for many, many years in a relationship that didn't work out, but she blocked her blessing to get his blessing. What was it to... help him with his blessings. You know what I'm saying? So when I say that, is that it's very possible here. It's very, very possible. And I say to you, don't say nobody can't block your blessing, because it might be someone in your life where you love to death, and you'd be like,
that means somebody is equal to God.
Wait a minute. Let her finish. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm just using it as an example, Kia. There's somebody that's going to come into your life, Kia, that's going to say, my vision is this, as well as you're going to portray to that person as your vision. And they'll be like, okay, well, baby, you know what? My vision is this, that, and the third. You're going to say, well, my vision is this, too. So let's work on our vision together. It might not work out that your visions are going to work together. So somebody's vision is going to have to happen first, whether you fall back or whether he does. But he or you decide that, you know what, they're doing this much better or whatever, and to say, you know what, my time has come and I'm good, but you know what, it's her or his time now, and to block the blessing, or to say, you know what, it's me, and not say, you know what, it's her time or his time now. Yes, he or she has blocked your vision. Yes.
I don't agree with that theory because I'm just saying that means you're telling me that if God has something for you, the same person could sit on the same level of God and just block it.
Oh yes, Kia.
Okay, so somebody got the same power as God.
There's not the power.
Listen to me. I'm saying, who's giving out the blessings? Who's giving out the blessings?
I'm sorry?
Who's giving out the blessings?
The blessing is between you and that person. That's your blessing.
No, I'm saying who's giving out the blessings? God, right?
If God is giving
out the blessings, then that means somebody is sitting on the same throne as he.
No, who's sitting on the same throne as he?
No.
Look at it like this, Kia.
You guys, you have your own vision, right? You have your own vision of what you want to do. When you get into a committed relationship of sure enough, it's me and him relationship, you are going to fall back as well as he should fall back and say, you know what? Can I please finish, Kia? Yes, that's what a relationship does. When you want to be with that person and that person wants to be with you, you have to compromise, Kia. You have to compromise.
Let me tell you, I'm not compromising with nobody.
Can I finish one second? Please, Kia. And I'm not pinpointing you. I'm just talking to you right now as someone who's been in a relationship that had to say, fall back. Yo, it's not about you because it's not about you. It's not. It's not. Absolutely not. So what I'm saying about this topic is that when you have someone that's saying you guys are going to try to make it or whatever, and this is the person that you want to be with, you have to compromise and fall back. You have to in order for it to work. Now, I'm not saying kiss butt. And it's all about him. But in order to make a relationship work, brother, you guys want to get blessings. So I don't know what type of business or whatever you want to do in life. But mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you that you have to compromise. You have to say, you know what? It doesn't matter who does it first, Kia. It doesn't matter who gets their blessings first. It doesn't matter, Kia.
Listen to me. I'm not sitting here debating about nobody's blessing because I cannot debate nobody's blessing. Let's get that clarity. I'm not here to worry about somebody's blessing because I'm happy for what anybody gets because, you know, that's like an envious heart if you're not happy for somebody else's blessing. No, I'm not debating that. I'm the person telling me that somebody can stop it from me or me not having the same vision. No,
okay.
I do not disagree.
We all look at it in a different way. We all have our own opinions, and we all are looking at it in a different way.
Right.
That's all that is. But we need to agree to disagree. That's all.
But, you know, honestly.
Blessing comes to a halt at some time. Not saying that your blessing is diminished or whatever, but your blessing can come to a halt because you're like, okay, I'm going to say, you know what? In a relationship, like, okay, we on the same page about our blessings or whatever, but you know what? That person, each individual, you can only get, well, I'm not going to say you can only get one blessing, but sometimes it takes a blessing, one person to get a blessing first, and then everything is okay, and then the other person to compromise and say, you know what? I got my blessing, so I'm not going to block her
We all know that nobody gets the same blessings at the same time. That's common sense. We all don't get the same blessings. She may get her blessing now. I may get mine 2 years later. I'm not debating that. I'm going to go sit here and let somebody tell me that somebody can block my blessings. No.
Well, they can block your blessing to some point, Kia, is what I'm saying.
Well, I guess somebody can. Well, who knows that much of the same thing that God is? Because I clearly do not agree with that.
Okay. Everybody has their opinion. Absolutely. Everybody does. But you have to compromise.
Well, I'm definitely going to get clarity on this phone. So I'm hanging this phone up.
You have to do that.
I will definitely get clarity on this. I'm definitely going to call this great theologian when I get up this phone. But I want to know.
Okay.
I'm hearing
okay.
that somebody can block somebody's blessing.
Well, it's the point where it might sound ugly as to the fact that somebody's blocking a blessing. Maybe it might need to be called a different way. But I'm just saying that, yeah, sometimes we have to fall back to get our blessings too, Mama. Yeah, we have to fall back to get our blessings.
Let me tell you something. I don't settle for nothing, and I'm not falling back. That's ridiculous. I'm going to settle and fall back now.
Diva, I have a question.
Diva. You have to fall back to get your blessings.
Diva,
it can't be about Kia all the time. You cannot do that.
Excuse me, Diva. I have a question. Is it always a compromise in a relationship?
One at a time.
Go ahead.
I think you have to compromise in a relationship. If you love someone and you guys have the same views, I'm not even going to talk about blessings right now. I'm going to put that to the side. But me being married and in a relationship, a long-term relationship, it's not about you all the time. And if you are in a relationship where it's me, and you're not going to sit back and say, you know what, let me let you rise and shine, it's not going to work. I don't care what type of business you're in or whatever. It has to be equally. That's all I'm saying. It has to be equal. Whether you're getting blessings or he's getting blessings in a relationship, if that's what the topic was, but in a relationship, you have to compromise. You cannot always be me, me, me. It don't work like that. It don't. People think that it does. And when you get in a relationship where that one person might be all catered to you for a long time, I've done that. Of course I did. But for you to step out and say, I want to, for example, I want to eat pizza tonight. Well, no, we don't eat pizza no more. This is what we've been doing for 20 years. I don't want to eat pizza. I don't want to go to the restaurant. I want pizza tonight. That's compromising. And I use that as an example to say that it's not about you. You have to compromise in order for a relationship to work. Well, whether you agree with their views or your views, you have to come to an agreement. You have to do that in order for it to work. You have to.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Absolutely. I think that it's a compromise. Yeah.
Okay. I've never said nothing about compromise. That not the compromise. I want to talk about the blessings. I know you have to compromise.
Okay, Kia.
How do you expect to get blessings? If I can ask you that, how do you expect to get blessings in a relationship? That's all I'm asking. If you can explain that to me, and everybody has their own opinions and a view. If you don't compromise.
I don't get clarity on this blessing, but I'm not going to go keep going back in the blessings about how what I believe that nobody can block my blessings. I believe that you do compromise in a relationship in order for it to prosper and continue on. But when you talk about the blessings somebody blocking, no, I do not agree with you. We can sit here and reason whatever. I'm still not going to agree with you. One thing about me, I know that I will get clarity on this, but I'm not going to sit here and agree with something that I don't know that don't sound, is not sound.
And you should.
That's one thing about me.
Okay. Hold on. What would you call it, Kia, if I allowed a man, when I was going to church every Sunday, faithfully, I hooked up with this man. We were together every weekend, and I allowed him to block mine, as far as I'm concerned, because I stopped going to church.
Okay, ladies, I
allowed him to block my blessings.
Yes.
What I'm saying, T, is I don't think you allowed him. I think you missed your blessing.
I allowed him to stop me.
About the argument and the reasoning. We can reason.
There's no arguing on this show. There is no arguing on this show, ladies.
No.
This is a love fantasy show, and we stay calm. If we feel like we have to get loud and boisterous, and you know, then maybe we belong on the Monday show, but not on this show, ladies. You will get muted. It's okay to disagree. I'm good with you. I'm mainly referring to Kia. Kia. We're not trying to get, you know, everyone to go on either side or whatever. We don't want any argument. We understand that there's going to be some disagreement.
Right.
As far as clarity, this is not a show where we're not doctors, so we can't give you that. Clarity, that's not going to happen. But you do have an opinion, and I
everybody does.
Understand that everyone else has their opinion, but it's gotten a little bit too argumentative, and we need to calm it down a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Listen to me. I didn't say I don't need any clarity from nobody. What I'm saying is, I don't need to sit here and argue about something. If something don't sound to me, I'm not going to sit here and argue about something when it doesn't sound. That's just my opinion.
That's my
opinion.
Fine.
You're right.
So anyway,
everybody has their own.
All right, Kate, what we got next, lady?
I mean, it just went all over my head just for a minute.
if I could say something real quick, Tevis. I was saying is that everything is not everything. I mean, some people have their views on things, but they do. But if you ever take the time to really, really think about what was said and really take the time, whoever said what, And whether you agreed with it or not, but just take the time to really, really think about what was said. Nobody's views or opinions are perfect. Everybody has their own stuff. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I have my own opinion about how I feel that, you know what, compromising and blocking blessings. Of course, Kia has her own thing. But I'm asking, what I'm taking out of all of this conversation that I got tonight is everybody's view. Everyone.
Right. Well, we have another caller. Welcome to DQ Palace Love Fantasy. Birdman, are you there?
Oh, we.
Birdman, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, hi. How are you? Birdman? Hello?
Birdman. Are you
Birdman?
There?
Oh, did his call drop already?
He got half a minute to his phone. Birdman, are you there?
Don't make us think that you got one of them government phones, too, like big homie.
Obama phone. Obama phone.
Birdman, you got an Obama phone? Oh, there he is.
Birdman.
How are you?
That's for me. I accidentally put the switch today on hangup, buddy. Oh, I add minutes. I come back on, I hear somebody talking to me, add minutes. I don't need to add minutes. I got 5,000.
Hi. Oh, you got that. Oh, you just save your minutes like crazy.
Yeah, I got that 5,000.
That's what's up.
I can put ten callers on the friends and family, so everybody. Oh,
you go, Mr. Birdman.
Hey, if I don't know you, I ain't called you before 9.
I heard that.
Wow.
Birdman, you want to tell them a little bit something about yourself first?
Well, first of all, let me say hey to Miss Rachel and Mama T.
Hey.
Showing y'all some love. I just got off work, so I'm a little tired, but I'm the Birdman.
We appreciate
you guys that. I'm the Birdman, Real Talk 101 Radio. You can catch my show on www.spreaker.com and just search up Real Talk 101. Yeah, Real Talk 101. Just search it up and follow, man. I got a good show. It's just going to get big like the lady here, and we talk about some serious issues. This week going to be about interracial dating, so I think y'all need to come ahead and call in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I got a question. Make sure you shoot me a reminder.
So that
I can call it. I always
do.
I put it on DQ. I put it on my page. I put it in Real Talk.
But we have our on show on Sunday as well. You know, got to support my home people.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, but just remind us afterwards.
Y'all know me. I'm not no hater at all. Y'all know me. I became family with y'all, and I love it. I know y'all have y'all.
When I get y'all ears,
it's a blessing. Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm glad I'm a cousin.
And we appreciate you, you know, calling and
for
supporting us as well.
I'm glad to be the cousin from California. I'm that cousin that comes to the family reunion. Everybody like.
What did you have topics? We have.
Yes, I want to. I got a doggone show. Gotta get in on that because I got something juicy for y'all when it comes to your mate blocking your blessings. Yes, hell to the yes, it happened.
Thank you.
Yes, and let me tell you, the sad part about it, it goes with that saying that your family are the worst ones. Because they're so unsatisfied and either both ways, either unsatisfied or content with what they're doing, that when they see you doing something big, like, wow, he think he doing something. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of going through that as we speak, you know, in reference to the radio station. And, like, just a small story about it. My little bro, he does his thing with music, but he's real lazy with it. Like every so often you'll hear him talking about it. Or he just did a little video with some guy that had a camera and they put it they recorded the video, they got a CD, so now all of a sudden he's doing big things. I'm like, that's not even the beginning. You have to keep pushing, you have to keep striving to perfect your craft, you know what I mean?
Agreed.
So I'm like, okay, you got the music stuff, I know people worldwide, I got the talk show / internet / producing background, so let's put something together. I try to make a long story short, I try to put something together with him, he get ghost. I'm like, okay, bro, let's have I'm on some professional stuff, like, let's have a meeting, we got to get together, look at the equipment. My boy got the equipment, blah, 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 I'll be over there on Friday. No show. So I said, you know what, I ain't got time to wait for you. I got something on my hands right now that's going to possibly be big, which is what it's doing. I go to get all the equipment. I pay for it, come to the house, I get my boy, Kia, Miss Rachel, Mama T, y'all know, Anson in the group. Anson comes over. He helps me with the IT portion of it. No Talk 101 has arrived. But now you telling me I'm hating on you. I didn't give you no love. I didn't give you a shout out. Like, are you serious? I told you to come over and let's get this done. Like, if y'all, well, I'm gonna have Kelito bring it up. I'll let y'all read what I wrote. But I'm like, bro, I told you to come over to get this done. So family and spouses and, your relationship, they can block your blessings. Like, you can get people that's in a relationship.
Okay.
And that other person is like, they feel like, okay, you got stuff going and I don't have anything to do. So they get in that jealous mode. Like, you shouldn't do that.
Not at all. Let's work together and make it happen.
Exactly.
But your blessings can be blocked.
Exactly.
If you allow it, it can be blocked.
Your blessings can be blocked, and you don't even know it, or not even thinking about your blessings are being blocked.
I don't know how, but Shelly, I don't know how you wouldn't know that. I know when mine being blocked.
Right.
I'm gonna drive around.
I'm saying that you can do something or be with somebody or whoever, friends or family or whatever, and not even know or even consider that your blessings are being blocked. Yes, that's
possible. I understand what you're saying. I think
or
I understand.
Say,
they're like,
you're blocking my blessing. No, it's a point where you're like, hey, you know what I'm saying? That you don't even realize that your blessings are being blocked because you're...
You mean like in a reference to like, for example, like Keisha Cole and her mama Frankie?
Right.
Kind of like that? Yeah, I feel you.
Yes. She doesn't realize her blessings were being blocked because it's a different
she's
situation.
She's so busy trying to take care of her family.
And you don't even know it. Yes.
And she's so busy trying to save everybody else when she should be worried about her own. Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I use the example of, it's been some years ago. But I was faithfully going to church, doing what I was supposed to do, everything like that. I met this dude, right? He lived 2 hours away. The weekend was out of time. So, I knew on Sundays he was going to leave about 2 or 3. So I stopped going to church. I allowed him to block my blessings by me not going to church.
So you can spend time with him.
Exactly. So when you say that my blessings was being, I was allowing him to block them?
I wouldn't say, me personally, I can't speak for the ladies, but me personally, I feel it's kind of on the fence. Like, you had good intentions. Your thought process was, I love this man, I'm into this man, I'm going to try to be there with him because this is the time that he, it just so happened to be the time that he's available for me on that Sunday. So, which is cool because you still got, you got TV. And what they say when you go to church, you don't have to come to church in order to have your to be saved. You know what I mean? As long as you stay in the Word and you study the Word. So I feel that it's kind of like both ways. Like, you was trying to do something good, but if that dummy messed up, then you're like,
and that's what happened. The Sundays wasn't... I mean, the weekends wasn't every weekend, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, I still wasn't going. So
okay.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I allowed him to just, like,
well, no, I think,
not
I think that's
that
different,
that
though, Mama T.
Well,
I think that's different, though,
think,
Mama T.
I don't think that you blocked your blessings because you didn't go
yeah,
to
me
church.
Neither.
First of all,
me neither.
When you go home after you done dated him or whatever, are you not going to pray? So I don't think that you not going to church, this is my opinion, you not going to church on Sunday blocked your blessings. Did you pray before you went to see him?
No, I ain't going to say all of that either.
Well, you ain't what you was going to see him for. You don't think you need to be doing no praying, huh?
Right. I mean, you know.
Listen, see, was God still in your heart? Was God still in your heart when you
yeah, he's always.
I think she wanted God to stay at the front door when she went to see him.
I don't care. I don't believe that. No.
You know, I don't care what God is going to always be in my heart, no matter what.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know. But
even when you backslide.
I looked at it like, you know, I was going before, you know, and I even talked to the minister about it, you know, and he was like, well, you know, you should have still attended. And when I really looked back, I should have, you know.
Yeah, but
I don't think
Mama T was blocking your blessing.
I feel like it was because of the fact. Seemed like my bills and everything else stopped piling up.
You weren't paying your card.
You felt guilty about not going to church.
But
nothing
going right for me for a minute.
That's why
serious.
I told you, T. I said the same thing, but I said no way that happens because I'm always told anything that's confidently can't nobody can nothing. Can nothing that God cannot be done void. I don't know. I just got confused when you were saying that.
But we wasn't on the same accord, so therefore
I
felt like it was.
We have another caller. Chicky Chick
okay.
on the line. Chicky Chick, are you there?
OMG.
Yay!
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 What it do?
Doc, hello.
He wanna pop some bottles. What's up, Chicky Chick?
I don't know, man. I'm not feeling too good, man. It's one of them hard days of being a comedian, man.
I can't believe that.
I'm going to talk about it on the show, but I ain't feeling too well, man. But, you know, like you said, let's stay on the subject. God is good, though. So, you know.
Everyone.
Yeah, Mama, I don't think you're blocking your blessing.
Well, my name is Chicky Chick, and I am the host of the Fallout album that comes on 9 or 10, GQ Palace Radio. You can call in at 646-238-3831 if you want to get on live. You know. So,
what's up, Chicky?
What's up, Chicky? That's my man.
That's the Birdman.
That's the Birdman.
California affiliate.
Okay, how you doing, man?
What's up, Doc? I listened to your show last week, man. You pretty funny, brother.
I'm trying to be on TV or something, man. You know,
you had me over here texting my damn laughter, laugh out loud. LMFAO. ROLMAO.
Okay. I could give it to this show. I learned from somebody a long time ago that if you're a grown man, you cannot type K or KK to somebody.
Oh no, you gotta watch the YouTube video. I don't want to take away from my sister's show, but you gotta watch the YouTube video, okay?
I'm just letting you know.
Hey, you see that? Y'all, Mama T, you ain't see that? The light skinned dude on the YouTube video. He said, "If you a grown man, you do not need to be saying K."
I'm gonna post it.
Chicky, did you hear our topic for tonight?
Man, I got on kind of late. I told you I was kind of sad. I just pulled myself out of bed to make sure I bring about it, make sure I do stay committed to my
poor baby. Well, we hope you feel better.
I don't want to take it away from the show, but I'm going to make it funny. you know, but I had an exciting weekend. You know what I mean? I proposed to my wife all over again.
I wow.
Saw
that.
Yay.
I
saw that. Congratulations.
But you know, I looked at my bank account and I balled too much. And that's on my head. Somebody ain't getting their money this time. Somebody. Like, I just went to the store and went to go buy one of the cable boxes. Turn the cable off and we only going to have 3 stations.
You know what? Hush. Hush it. Chicky, is there a difference between loyalty and commitment?
I don't know if it's I think the words, I mean they the definition falls intact, but for the purpose of the show I guess it will be because you know I guess commitment doesn't really have to be loyalty because committed can be to a thing when loyalty is more to a person.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I could be committed to a task. But you really can't be loyal to a task. Loyalty goes with the people. So I think it's like the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Like I was, you know, somebody had hit me with this. I think it was Facebook or Instagram or something. And then somebody said that, you know, how can you say that you're loyal to your wife or whatever, but you're loyal to your wife and she's never got it, but you cheat. They saying that it's like you can't love a person that way, but you say you love God, but you sin.
Wow.
Amen.
But loyalty and commitment, those are two different things, though.
But you know, I was just saying the fact about, you know, that falls in the line with being loyal to a person, you know what I mean? Because when you're loyal to a person, that has love involved with it. You really can't say I'm loyal to a person if you don't love them.
So, yeah. You love somebody and not be committed to them.
That's true.
Because, like, being loyal is like if you was at work, you'd be loyal to, like what I do. We have this, you know, the union is called it International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. You can be loyal to those guys you're working with because, one, y'all both need to get out of that air and not get electrocuted. And then, two, you need to make sure that you feed off of one another and, you know, everybody be home safe. But you're not committed to that person because as soon as we get to the yard and it's we get off at 3:30, it's 3:15, we get to the yard, I'm hitting my car and I'm going. I don't really give a damn what you're doing after work.
Right. Okay, I don't know if Birdman, if I ask you, but this is for you and Chicky. Do you think is it always a compromise in a relationship?
Oh yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah, you go first, Chicky, I go after you. You go first.
Chicky,
he giving you the floor.
I just came back from T-Mobile and got me the new Samsung Galaxy 3, and that's always a compromise because my wife's like, you gonna get me something? My agent's gonna be walking ahead with no loop. That's a compromise right there. So I gotta go. Sometimes I gotta downgrade myself so everybody else can be even with me. Sometimes I gotta increase myself so that mm-hmm. I can bring people else on with me. So it compromises a lot. I know, but you know, sometimes when we use words, the way we were brought up makes a definition of that word. If you grew up in the projects and you know, wow, shit, you know, I mean, you ate oatmeal and wore your brother's clothes. When you say compromise, that's hard for a person that lives in that situation. But if you go into the context of the word compromise, it just means that coming into an issue with some clarity or whatever, you know? So, but you can't say that to a certain person. A person that's so much to do for themselves, you say compromise, you like compromise my ass, I'm going for myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, basically. Okay, Birdman.
It's hard.
He talking about them jokers living in a house with 5 people like we saying for ourselves. Nigga, it's a cracker on the table. I'm not breaking it in 8 pieces. I'm eating it myself. On some coolie high type of stuff. So yeah, the compromise though, like when you, like you mean, like Mama C, you talking about in reference to a relationship or just period?
In a relationship, huh?
Well, yeah, in a relationship, you always have to compromise because that's the way you're going to keep on going, because you're dealing with a person that, let's say, the stage of that relationship is like what we was talking about a couple of weeks ago, just the jump off type of thing. I don't have to see you on an everyday basis. I just see you when I really want that ultimate satisfaction, and then we don't have to deal with each other unless we want to. But in a relationship, you with that person on an everyday basis. So you have your moods, they have their moods. You react to somebody cutting you off on the freeway after work differently than she reacts to a person cutting them off on the freeway after work. So compromise is always going to have to be in it, because one day you may be feeling a certain way and that person may be feeling a certain way, and you guys just so happen to be talking about something that's going to change the dynamics of, like, say, the household or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I want to buy this for my radio station. And your partner is like, well, we need to buy this for the car. Okay, well, which one is going to be more advantageous for what we need to do? Which one is going to be more important?
Right. Okay.
So,
compromise. You have to. You got to spell that for me.
Well, guys and divas, unfortunately, time is of essence. If anyone has any, last feedback about the topics, feel free to do so at this time.
Okay, this is Shelly. First, I want to say that I enjoyed going to the show with the divas and everybody. I had a good time or whatever. It was really, really cool. Like old times, of course. Miss you guys. Definitely a do.
Miss you too.
Absolutely. But as far as the blocking blessings, me personally, just speaking for myself, that there's different ways of blocking blessings. You could block your own blessings and not even be in a relationship or whatever and not even know it. But in a relationship, yes, you have to compromise. You have to fall back and let either you or that person, significant other, get their blessings, and then you'll get your blessings. I don't think personally that you would be like, oh, well, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm not going to not let anyone block my blessings. No, that's it. Mm-hmm. It happens. It happens when you don't even know it. You're not even thinking about it. Now, as far as someone saying, hey, I didn't go to a place that I was supposed to go to, I feel that, my blessings were blocked. As long as you have what you have inside your heart,
right.
There's nothing else that matters. It don't matter. As long as you got that in your heart, and yes, I was talking about church, but as long as you got that in your heart, just because you didn't make it to the house that day, doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean that your blessings were blocked. I don't believe that.
Well, we appreciate you calling, sweetheart.
That's my opinion.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I want to say, like, in reference to the, like, just like you said, in reference to blessings, like, and compromise all in one. The blessing is two people together for one, because two heads is always better than one. I don't give a damn who you
True
are.
That.
You, a whole bunch of stuff, but two heads is better than one, because God didn't make us. I'm not a super religious person, but on the common sense side of it, God didn't make humans to be alone. We wasn't made like that. What would happen to a kid if, once they're born, if they just completely was alone, they'll die. That's proven. Everybody proved that. So, and the blessing in being in a relationship is that you have somebody else to have you when you need them, and somebody that you can be vulnerable with, somebody you can open up to. So in order to make that work all the time, both of y'all behind need to compromise no matter what. So people that's listening, you got to suck up your pride. You got to suck up those selfish ways, especially if you have kids, and you guys need to compromise no matter what. Because one, especially in the black families, one, we need some more strong black families in the world. We need to start getting these Bill Cosby type of families going again, because right now there's so much selfishness in the world, we don't even do that no more. So compromising, to me, is the way we can get back to that, because we need to start setting our mark, man. We got our president doing the damn thing, and we ain't picking up.
Exactly.
That's all I got to say.
Jinky. Kia.
It was a great show. Like I said, compromising, of course, is important as far as blessing. I just think nobody could block their blessing, whether it's providentially, it can be delayed, but it cannot be denied. So it was a great topic, but it's always good to reason without agreeing. We believe I can reason, but I don't have to agree.
True. All right. Dickie.
Hey, listen, man. Y'all know that, you know, I know the Bible a little bit, man. It's, you know, it's scriptural that says that, man, you get in the way of your own self, you know what I mean? It says it's like a dog going back to the vomit, eating back himself, man. Like, once you know the way and you go backwards, it all depends on. But, you know, you talk about these relationships, man, it's really not one standard. You know, it's just one way. It's all about philosophies and how you deal with it. The person that you're with, the personality that you have with that person, the repertoire, the love, the commitment you have made with that person. But what we need to do as ourselves, man, is just try to better yourself so that you won't compromise for that person. You know, so you wouldn't do that person no good if you compromise the person that you are to become something that you're not.
All righty now. All right. I'm going to now turn it over to my other host, Rachel.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sweetie.
All right. First of all, I want to give thanks to God, because without the Lord, this show would not happen. I want to give thanks to GQ Palace, Rich and Lavina. I want to give thanks to my partner in crime on Wednesday night, Miss T. I want to thank the callers who pressed one tonight, Kim, Shelly, Dorian, Kia, Birdman, Chicky Chick. I want to thank the listeners. Next time, press one. And in my opinion, loyalty and commitment are both important. I think they are two separate categories. And yes, compromising is important in a relationship. And I do believe that if you allow someone or thing to block your blessings, that it can happen. Your blessings can be blocked. And on that note, I'd like to say goodnight, and I'm going to put it back all into the hands of Steve.
Thank you. Thanks to all the callers, listeners, and most of all, the man up above. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We have 9 different shows with 11 different hosts. Immediately following our show, we have Fallout Comedy from 9 to 10 with our host, Chicky Chick. On Thursdays, we have Reality and Relationships from 8 to 10 with KL and his lovely wife, Tiffany Belvin. On Fridays, Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with our very own CEO, host, Rich Money. On Sunday, Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9, Lavina Polite. Immediately following her, starting next Sunday, Messenger of Light, 9 to 10, with our host, Eric Bendros. Mondays are adult-only shows. Again, adult-only shows. Starting out with Love, Life, and Loyalty.
You forgot to say no kids.
Well, adult-only. From 7 to 9, our host, Jeff Dallas. Immediately following his show, Speaking Out My Point of View, 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood. On Tuesdays, GPS Sports, 8 to 10 with our host, the mayor. It's been a great show. Everyone, I love you. Have a blessed rest of the week. And we love you guys. We're out of here.
It's but a baby.
Oh, so. We'll be right back.
What's up, people? What's up, people out there in radio land right now? It's your boy, Chicky Chick. Another week, the second week, the best week in the last week. Yeah, we got you right now at GQ Palace Radio, All Out Comedy, with your boy, Rick City's favorite comedian, up and coming, Chicky Chick. Yo, we here once again, another weekend, man. Another Wednesday. Y'all, I'm feeling some type of way this week, y'all. I'm not feeling too good. I got massive headaches, and I got massive things that's wearing me down. I feel like I have a sinus congestion, but you know how sometimes you put something on yourself, and I think I put it on myself because I had too much pressure for the weekend. You know, if y'all didn't know, I proposed to my wife all over again because I never did it the first time. But let me explain to you why I never did it the first time. I was in jail, locked up for 7.5 years in federal prison. Yeah, you ain't know, your boy used to be locked up. That's when my career actually started, in a stage in prison. Came home, got some connections, but now I'm a comedian, no longer criminal. But anyway, 10 days before I came home, I said, man, I can't come home, man down my wife, not being married. You know, I'm into the church and everything like that. So we set up, we get married. And it was crazy, man. The wedding was real nice. It was one of the best guest house weddings you could see. We decorated the windows, man. We put lights around the bars. You know what I mean? It was real exclusive. The reverend came in. You know, they let the shackles loose on your boy. And it was a real nice wedding. My wife came in. And all the prisoners were like, look at Shorty. Look at Shorty. I said, no disrespect. That's my wife. May not be yet, but a few minutes it is. And you should have seen her, man. She was shaking in her boots. Everybody thought I'd be nervous. I'm like, oh, my God. My wife is about to run in jail. She's about to run off on me. I wasn't able to go back to my chair. But, you know, we wound up getting married, so I never really did the proposal thing. But y'all should have seen it this weekend, y'all. It was sexy, romantic. We had our dinner up at the Jacksonville Lounge. We sitting up there. Boom. I pulled out the rock. Bam! In front of everybody. Yeah, y'all see the rock? Y'all see the rock? I'm paying for a ring for 3 years, baby. I've got finances just like a car. Weighing my head down. Stressing like crazy. Didn't realize it was going to hit my bank account the way it did. I didn't read the fine line, how they said they was going to instantly take out $1,200. Oh, my God. They almost took the rent. Lucky, I was just doing a few things to make some change, and I had the rent money. Woo-wee. But I'm feeling kind of better, y'all. Like I said, my time is just too much. I'm putting too much time into everything. And my wife, though, she really deserved it, man. But you know what? I said, man, I'm going to spend the first few minutes, and I want to sit here and tell y'all how we actually met. Now, you know how they say that if you meet somebody on the first day and they give you something, you can't be with them a long time? I'm going to let y'all know that's not the truth. That is not the truth. 14 years I've been with my wife. Right now, look, this is my radio show. This is my radio show. This is my radio show. And I'm about to sit up there and tell you the real truth of how your boy, Chick the Comedian, met his wife, Sabrina. Get this done and get off my radio show. They're all in the studio right now trying to bone rush. I forgot my security not opening the doors. But anyway, so back in this time, it was 99. Your boy was real slim. The hairline wasn't pushed back. I just had got my little beard, so I'm shining. You know, I ain't got no scars on my face. You know, I'm on the block hustling. Anyway, I do not, let me just put out there. Do you hear me? I do not advocate selling drugs. I do not advocate being in the corner, being a bad individual, but I'm just telling the story of how it made me be the person I am now today. So anyway, I'm sitting out there. I pulled up on the block. Now, I already seen Shorty a few times. First time I ever seen Shorty, she walking back from an R. Kelly concert. And she had on these shorts, y'all, right? So she was looking real nice, a tattoo showing on her leg. And she had on this Tommy Hilfiger halter top. Like, you know, the ones that just got, like, the sports bras, like a Leah wear. So she was walking down the street. And at this time, my wife, she had no titties to save her ass. And I said, and this is what I did. I just asked the question. But I was in the crowd there, but I said, hey, when you wear halter tops like that, don't you supposed to have titties? And she blacked out. Who the hell said that? Who the hell said that? So the old little kids looking at me, I'm like, Shorty, I ain't said it. I think you do. Yeah, you said it. Yeah, you said it. And that was the first time I looked into her eyes. That was the first time she looked at me. Years later, she let me know she liked me because I had a sexy neck. I don't understand that, fellas. Sometimes they say you got a nice smile, you got pretty eyes, but I bag my wife because I got a sexy ass neck. So anyway, I stayed short a few more times. You know, I walked home one time, and then she tried to bite me in the house. I said, no, baby, I don't want to go in your house. I am such a gentleman. I don't do my thing like that. So anyway, I give you the number. You can call in at 646-200-3838, but you ain't going to mess up my story. So anyway, y'all, it was a Saturday night. I know how it was. I got out the cab. I was over my man's in the house. I get out the cab. Boom. I see all the shorties on the block. They used to like to chill with us. So they all on the block. So all the shorties like, there goes Chick. There goes Chick right there, Brenda. There goes Chick. So you should see the Kool-Aid smile on the face. But all the other brothers, they was hating because they had a drinking all night. And they thought they was going to get that. Sorry, Billy and Bobby, if you listen out there. So I say, shorty, I say, oh, you out here for me? She tried to play it off. So I say, come on, let's walk to the liquor store, baby. Now, I'm about to tell you, this is exactly how I bagged my wife. I don't know if you bagged your wife off some Sean Don or some Moet, or if you bagged your wife off a big bottle of Cristal. All I had to do, I went to the liquor store, and I told the liquor store, I said, let me get a half a gallon of Everclear, and let me get one of them grapefruit juices. So that was the drink back in the day. You know, Everclear is like 180 cents. Poof. So I mixed that joint together. We walking up the street. So now we go to the Chicken Shack. Hey, and watch the boy. So you already know, I only spent about $5 so far. I go to the Chicken Shack. I say, what you want, bro? But I said, I get an Italian cheeseburger. I said, you want fried onions on that? And she said, you know I do. I said, uh-oh, she want fried onions on that joint. So I get her Italian cheeseburger with the fried onions. And then we come out the store, I throw up on the telephone. So she all rubbed on my head. My brother come across. She go, yo, get away from the girl in the middle of that girl leg. She like this. But he like it. He like it. So she's done. So I go to the shorty house. So it's like a whole bunch of there. The block meets the new girls around the block. They just moved around there. So they all turned out because they just seen a block full of handsome brothers. So the next thing you know, night goes on. Such and such leave. Such and such leave. Such and such leave. Now it's just me and Shorty in the room. And, you know, at this time, you know, you can't hate and tell your boys to go out. So her girl was in the bed. I don't know if she was listening, but she probably did. But that's another case, another story for another time. So I'm sitting up there. I'm a messing with Shorty. You know, we do kissing, hugging, doing our thing. Now, mind you, I already know Shorty kind of tipsy. I don't want to go to jail for rape. So I come up on Shorty. You know, at this time, six-pack. Chest poking out, looking all nice and everything. She's sitting there just laying there. I lift the legs up, and I look her right in the eyes. And I say, is you ready? And you know what she said? Give it up, people. That's how I bagged my wife 14 years ago. She ain't never go nowhere since. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up.
That's our shit. So when somebody tell you that the girl, she giving over the first night, she can't be your wife, give her my phone number and tell him that is not true, because that's how Chicky Chick met his boo. Yo, I hope we got a whole lot of calls on the line. I'm feeling a lot better now because I get the jokes. They cleanse up my sinuses. I'm no longer stressing. Yo, I can't. I smile too much. Yo, this is Chicky Chick, GQ Powers Radio. What are we going to do right now? Let me get a little Kool-Aid. Give me a little break. Get my mind together. And let me see if we get some callers who can give us their experience on their first night with their boo. See if it was just as funny as mine. See if it was just as freaky as mine. See if it was just as good as mine. Call us in at 646-200-3838. We need you to press one, people. Press one. Don't be scared. I don't tell jokes for a living, but not for a living for a reason. I want you to be able to hear me and be able to converse with me back and forth. So like I said, the number is 646-200-3838. First of all, we about to go to a song right now. I don't know what we're playing because I'm not the engineer, but I hope my man, put me on Sunday night. Yeah, GQ Powers Radio, Fallout Comedy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to clap.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the notorious B.I.G. The notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had some fair leads. Besides that, the pinstripes in the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. My niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow, why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place, play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket, rob him while his friends watching. That hoes clock. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at them their eyes, big men, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. Hey, hey, I've got some blue and white stuff, that's blunt.
What's going on? I don't know who's on the line, what it is, but listen, you had to go back. That was instant classic right there. That's how I met my wife. It's got to be for the stories out there that just as good as that, man. I love her to death, man, but that night, boy, your boy was doing his thing and same thing. And I'm also, man, all through the week, I was getting a lot of love, a lot of feedback on the Hood Rat Day. Hey, I did not mean to offend anybody, man. But you can only be offended if something be pitched away. I ain't say nothing about the lesbians. I ain't say nothing about the gays. Only I said something about the hood rats that live in the hood. Y'all know what it is. So we still got the basket. If y'all don't know what the basket consists of, the basket has two $50 gift certificates. One is for Rainbow, one is for Foreman Mills, for you and your baby daddy. 17 outfits apiece. We also got the whole hood rat package. Oh, we got the Everclear in there. We got the Amsterdam in there. We got the... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen. Right now, I just got a flash up on my screen. We got somebody on the line. I want to introduce y'all to this person. This person is somebody I knew for 14 years. They was an instrumental part of my life. And she is the subject of my new book, How to Hood It and Stay With It. My wife, Sabrina. How you doing, girl?
Oh, my goodness. I am calling in to clear my name. He did not hit it on the first night to let everybody know. I am calling in to clear my name.
Okay. If I hit it on the first night, please. Please get me clear about the story. Maybe I got it wrong. But I'm taking this as being the gospel right now because a lot of people that's around. So if you try to name something else, let me hear.
Okay, you hit it when the first night in my house. But not the first night we met. And I was drunk. I was drunk. I was young and I was drunk. Shut up. I cannot stand this. You're going to really put me on blast like that. That's so wrong.
On my radio show right now, April 3rd, 2013, we are finally getting a mission of guilt. I never said, if everybody was watching the story, I said the first time I've seen her, she's walking down the block with a tube top with nothing to fill it in with. Well, I said the first time I walked to that hit house, I got me some, y'all. Don't hate. Hey, look, since I got you on the line, right, why don't you give me a definition of a hood rat? Because up until recently, that's all you had as friends.
Oh, shut up. My friends are not hood rats.
You said what?
I said my friends are not hood rats.
You're not hood rats? No, I didn't say the friends that you have now. You have some good people. You have some really good people that's in your life that are sustaining you. But back in the day, boo boo, I'm glad I chose you. You got some friends. Listen, let me not talk about her friends like that because we
know.
No,
okay, hold. This pistol probably is a hold on me, they a hood rat. I probably had some hoes at some friends back then, but they didn't tell me they was a hood rat.
Okay, look.
Everybody got a little bit of a hood rat even when they're young.
Some of your friends been hood rat so long that their family first cars have unlimited fun.
Name
family first welfare so long that welfare just selling. So just buy whatever you need. Your friends been hood rat so long that they don't even know the last time they lit was a piggish red. How do you slip that many blood where your top, you can't even tell if that's your lip or your top lip? It blends right in. Your girl's been hood rat so long that during the last 10 years they have worked at Rainbow, became the general manager of Rainbow, and have unlimited gift certificates to Rainbow. What do you think
that's how you got her tonight? Shut up.
I'm going to let y'all know, I don't even know if I'm messing up things in my household, people. But let me know, listen, we got to get my wife off the air right now. So I don't have the button to press on her. That she's not even bringing the funny right now. Only thing she did was just confirm my story about her being so big on the sexy neck. Was that right, babe? Did you love my neck, my sexy neck?
Yes, that's true.
So say it, say it. Yeah, baby, I love your neck.
Shut up. Yes, yes, I was attracted to your neck. Okay.
That you just made all the homo come out of me just now.
Bye. It still wasn't the first night, people, let it be known. It was a few months.
Just a minute.
It was still a few months, though. Yes, it was. It was a few months. And if you got me drunk,
wow.
You took advantage.
Yo, first of all, I bought you a chicken shack sandwich. I fed you.
I was always drunk at that point. I was blacking in and out. I don't even remember you buying a chicken check sandwich.
Oh, see, we need to hang up on my wife. We need to move on to something else. Right now, I need some calls on the line. Hang up on my wife. I'm giving you permission to dunk on my wife. Dunk on her. Bam, she kill a nail. Bam, let her off the hook. Bam, hang up the phone. That's what we're doing right now, yo. Big up to my GQ Palace family. Yo. If y'all didn't know, I want to send out much love to Richie. I hope you feel a lot better, man. I hope you're around listening to the show, knowing that your boy is holding down for you. So right now, I'm about to expose what's going on right now. I'm taking off my shirt, ladies. I'm taking off my shirt right now. Ooh, this is radio, so y'all see the fact. But right now, it's real sexy that I took off my shirt. I really want to address the issues that's going on right now, man. There's a lot of people making commitments to these girls knowing that they're not worth the commitment. We've been talking about hood rats. We haven't even hit the issue of a jump off. Now, I really believe you know what a jump off is. A jump off is this. Somebody that gets their nails done for the purpose of going out on Friday night but look like a hot mess when they go to work on Monday. What sense does that make? You just live for the club. You jumping off to be jumping off. A jump off knows every young Jeezy song. And don't even know one Mary J. Blige song. Because all she do is jump off, and only thing the dudes that play in their car is the Jeezy. Dudes don't even touch the Mary. That's why I stay R&B'd up. I stay sensitive. I got my wife already. I no longer have to compete. I ain't got to buy no fancy clothes. I ain't got to drive no fancy car. You know what kind of car I got there? I got a Dodge Caliber. Four cylinders, people. I go 0 to 60 in 66 seconds. That's what I do in my car. But my wife don't care, because when I'm in here with her and I hug her, I might as well be Shamar. I might as well be driving that Lexus. We might as well be living in a mansion on a hill. But nope, we live on a hill in East Orange. When the rain come and gets flooded. But listen, we got somebody else on the line. I know this person's going to bring the funny, because she's probably laughing right now. So, T, what's going on, T?
What's up, little bro?
Hey, T.
Hey,
defend your women. Did you hear the defender?
What happened?
Oh, boy, look, you've been laughing so much. You need to stop your minute. Like this. Oh, so take it. This our TV. So, Chiggy, did you hear our topic today? I'm like, no, I ain't here. I got to get all this quality time at home. We talking about, this is what we do. We talking about hood rat jump off. People who get more than the good girls do.
A hood rat? Is that them chicks that get the eyelashes, nails, toes, all of that done? Then, like, the third of the month, they ain't got a damn penny.
Ooh.
Listen, the toes hanging all on the concrete. They wearing the fishnet stockings that's got holes.
You know,
even though they fishnets, they got holes in them.
Well, now, listen. We got, now, you got a different class. Because, my God, you pullback
and
jump
off
is on a different social ladder. All these going
that
run are the
from
of the BD, of the BB girl.
Well, jump off ain't nothing but somebody that you just jumping off on. She know where she is. When you make that phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning, she knows she ain't nothing but a jump off.
You know,
all I need to do is get it wet and keep it moving.
Oh, the jump off, but you know, a jump off does have, they do have their purse. You know, they always, you know, they keep the Gooey Lucy Prada. How you say the Gooey Lucy Prada?
Wait a minute, but it ain't no Louis purse. It's one of them $5 Family Dollar purses. And they got they may have the toothbrush in there. They may have a condom in it, but they ain't got too much in it. They got the cigarettes and a dollar. Because that's all they got from the door. Hoping that they get $5 more.
Why doesn't a jump off ever get pregnant? You never see a jump off pregnant.
No, they jump off. She ain't trying to. Unless she's trying to catch you up in some BS. But she ain't trying to get pregnant. Because she already got a house full of kids.
I love my beautiful sisters. Well, I'll let you know right now is that I'm trying to build you up. Because if I'm sitting up here talking about you, you're feeling this right now you're taking an Instagram picture and it's all dirty in the background.
Oh,
Chinese.
My God. Please turn the camera off.
four different pair of phone posits. 7.5, 9.5, 12, and 13.
Wait a minute, Chickie. Listen, you got all the dirty clothes in the background, right? The chest of drawers missing one drawer, but you see all of this. You see last week's cup of juice on the doggone stand. The stand is leaning to one side, smiling at you. Talk about, hey, hard boy.
You got a hard watch rag. You ever get a hard watch rag?
And the knots on the damn sheets.
That person said, I don't know what to say, man. I hope they get their life together, man. But we here. Oh, they outside the studio. They're telling me to come outside. They're like, come outside. Say that now. Say that now. Look, I know how I'm about to calm this whole situation down. I'm about to calm this. This is how you calm this whole situation down. I'm about to go outside and throw a couple of packs of Newports out there. We're going to calm that down. We're going to calm that down. That's how we calm that down. I'm throwing some Newports out there. Have a pint of excuses. They good.
Exactly.
But no, I don't want to put too much on y'all, but this is what we're going to do. We're talking about love and relationships, man. We're talking about being broke and still being able to provide relationships. That's what made me bring it to the subject, because I spent all this money on my white ring, man, and then we sit out, spend all this money shopping and stuff like that, not realizing my funds wasn't right. You know what I mean? I'm lucky Macy's. Let me give a shout-out to Macy's department store. They send their credit card for $1,500. I'm letting you know I got about $75 left on that joint. Call me what you want, but I'm balling. I am balling. Oh, right now, we got Angie on the line. Let's wait somebody else to hear. Angie, how you doing, Angie?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, Angie.
What's up?
Nothing much. Just calling to shoot the breeze with you. Love, man. What's good?
Oh, where you at right now, sir? You out there on the block?
I'm on my way.
Oh, you the block? Did you get the black and miles?
I get the black and miles.
She said, how you know I'm towing it right now? She said, how you know I'm tramping the mile right now?
Listen. Black and miles.
Listen, what's going on? I'm feeling that you called in line. But you got, listen, what input do you have? Do you think I'm wrong for putting them out there like that? For me, exposing the hood rat. What I'm trying to do right now, I'm trying to get a bona fide hood rat to defend her case, call in, and win this basket. I am ready to upgrade you.
Nah.
I am ready.
All
right. Now, you don't have to shit. You know, your baby father, if he's back on child support right now, you could use a $50 form and corporate card because you have a lady section. Listen, this is a true story, right? You know, they got a former hero right around my way. And people call it what you want. I think I got a listener in. This is my man Rick, man. My man Rick Joe, he's one of the reasons why I'm a comedian today. He's the funniest person ever. He has a Facebook page. I'm about to shout out to my man. His name Rick Capo Joe. Capo like a boss. He puts on his Facebook status, yo, I'm about to eat peanut butter jelly or a tuna sandwich. Which one? He get 100 comments. He get 100 comments. I put up there socially conscious things up there like this. You know, the black man needs to free himself from the shackles of slavery and the mental bondage that we have ourselves in. We need to uplift each other. I get 2 likes. One for my wife and one for my dog.
Because people don't understand nowadays. People ain't understanding the culture and trying to get the knowledge itself. So...
Oh, no. I'm sorry out there. You can't hit me with the 5%ers. I love 5%ers, but back in 99, I told them that the folks were going to 2000, so I haven't listened to y'all since. Well, but like I said, I go to Former Mills. I went to Former Mills because, listen, it was like last resort. They open on every major holiday, and I was trying to find something real quick for my son. I need like a vest to go underneath his suit. Then I walk in Former Mills. Everybody and their mama there. It's just like everybody say, yo, I'm about to go creep in the movie theater all the way out there in South Plainfield, whatever. You can't do that. You know why? Because that's where everybody else creeping. You got to take yourself to the dirty movie theater right downtown because there ain't nobody there.
Nobody.
So I call everybody up to Formal Mills. So, you know, everybody excuse for Formal Mills. Yo, this is a big excuse. Yo, I'm about to go out and I need me a dress shirt, so I came here real quick. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you can't really just jab a brother over his dress shirt. But, you know, it's 2013, fellas. You cannot be wearing a Rockaway shirt. They throw the same though. You can't do it. You gotta upgrade yourself, people.
Yeah, upgrade yourself. Exactly.
Wow. Oh, give us a live update. We gotta get a live update from Angie. What's going on with Angie right now? Did we lose Angie?
And I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Angie, but I heard, like, you know what I mean? I heard some hood rat stuff going on in the background.
not at this address, boo-boo. We don't do hood rats and boogers.
Oh, I ain't say boogers. Now you didn't hit the upper. See, you hit the lower class. You hit the bag of wild potato chips and a tropical can of juice. That's the boogers. Ooh, my dumb. But nah, you can't look. You know I'm still hood. You know I still got a little street in me. I upgraded my life a little bit, but you know it never leaves you. So Angie, what's the most hoodish? What's the most hood radish thing you ever did in your life? We gotta keep it real. I just gave you something.
I don't know if I ever had a hood rat moment. I don't know.
We talking about what did you do when you look back at it right now like this? Yo, I would not do it again. You know what a hood rat moment is?
Let me see. Hold on. It really wasn't me that did it, but it was with somebody that was hood rat, and I never hang out with them again. That's really basically it. The most I did that was hood radish was speed in the parking lot with mad cars. That was.
She said, eat at the parking lot?
Speed in the parking lot full of cars, but I couldn't hold it.
Oh, you peed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hood radish. Yeah.
That was about.
What is going on? Angie, where is going on? For real. Everybody stop it for a minute. No music. Let's cut this off. I got to hit Angie with the real. Word is born, Angie. That's straight up gangster. Give a clap up for Angie. That's straight up gangster. Right now, Angie pulled out her pants on a parking lot in time. I am not going to piss on my Louis shoes or if I is Ralph Lauren dress. I'd rather pull it off, pee in front of everybody than to mess up.
Listen, I couldn't hold it. I couldn't be walking around pissy.
I know, that's right.
What was you drinking that night?
Huh?
What was you drinking that night?
I could have had a few.
You know
what? I think I had some rock or something.
Oh, so this is recent.
Yeah, this is recent.
That's a fact. That's how you kill people. That's how you catch them. Like, yo, so, when you did this back when you was younger, what was you drinking? Oh, I was drinking Ciroc. Ciroc's been out for 3 years. You was a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, that was recent. That wasn't back in the day. That was
listen. That's what I'm talking about.
I had to do what I had to do. I got to obey my bladder. Come on now.
Did you have some good brothers cover you up?
No, I had them cars covering me up. Shit.
I know, that's right. When you gotta go, you gotta go, right, Angie?
I had to go.
Shit, I know the feeling.
Oh.
See, you.
And the bad thing is, I had no tissue. I had to drip.
I was shaking until they shake dry.
Yeah, I was twerking it. Just that thing dry. I was twerking it in the parking lot just there. I was like, oh, God, my shoes probably was a little wet up, but hey.
I be laughing at the same time, but I'm just shaking. Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. What'd you say, Chickie?
nasty.
Being real. Y'all will sling y'all's out and pee in a minute.
Yeah,
so why shouldn't we?
Yeah, y'all be watering the trees while we can't water the grass.
Hey, listen. But listen, there's something attractive when you pull out the snake in front of people.
If I have to pull it out in front of people, I will. I don't care. I ain't going to piss on myself. Bottom line.
Edgy, stop! We're going to cut Edgy off the line.
We need a radio break.
I need to get my mind up. We need first song, Richie. First song. We're gonna bring it back. When we come back, we gonna analyze exactly what just been said. But yo, also, I got another 5 minute skit for y'all. You do not want to miss this, man. I'm gonna close the show the way it's supposed to be closed, man. Real funny. When we come back, we're gonna jam this some. I got a 5 minute skit that's gonna kill y'all, man. Get ready. Let's play a song real quick. GQ Powers Radio, 646-238-38, call in press 1. It's your boy, Chicky Chick, Fallout Comedy, every Wednesday.
Yay!
Look, I'm not gonna be able to make it.
Whatever, I'll talk to you later.
He's not coming.
You know what that means? It's turn up time! Let's go! You ready?
My name Wale, and I'm a Virgo. Look, special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down,
word.
She put that Mac on,
yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom,
word.
I applaud her,
yeah.
I take my hat off,
oh.
I give her good wood, she gon' be hacksaw. Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color,
word.
This loving, you get your groove, so stellar,
word.
Stellar. And you ain't even gotta ask, might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
What do we make a fella spend money that he don't got, cause it's that high, better be good.
Trying to get him called back in. So it's my man from high school. His name Rick Joe, man. And yo, one of the funny things that we got going on right now, we got this thing going on that we're trading pictures back and forth. I don't know if a lot of y'all seen it, but we had they got this thing going on where they like you see a picture and they might say something of it like this, like, yo dude, you're really doing this, you're really doing such and such, and it's making fun of the pictures. So what we're doing with my little crew, we're making up our own pictures, man. And right now we got a hot battle going on, man, with my man Rick Joe going against my man Caliminati, Clem Thornton, man. Yo, it's real crazy. I'm putting some pictures up there. He putting some pictures up there. Like, yo, like one example is my man Rick. He's from Trinidad and Tobago. He was born, well, it's kind of dispute whether he was born in the United States or not. But we're going to leave that where it is. You know, what we do is I take pictures. I got like a boat full of people right now. And they say, Rick, don't leave us. And, you know, because he made it to a and they didn't, you feel what I'm saying? And, you know, we do different pictures like that. And, you know, they got pictures of me where he'd be like this, like, he took a picture of my son, and they took a miss of tooth out, and he said, just like something like my daddy. You feel what I'm saying? So it's really going in. But, yo, my man, Clem, I'm putting on the airwaves right now. If you listening, you need to call in. Yo, I'm trying not to put it out there because I'm trying to be a man of my word. They're trying to tempt me. When my man Clem was at my house, he got drunk. On my couch, he was cuddling my dog, and the dog was like bombing by his joint, so the dog is like licking him all up and down his leg and everything like that, right there in my house. So I said, I'll put the camera. And I started recording. He's just huddling, he's holding and following the dog. And you know, I felt so sorry, so I said, I can't show the video, but I can't talk about him. We also did a picture where I show my kids, and I say, my kids. I show my man Rick's son. I show my other man kid. He got like seven of them. Say Dom kids. And then I show a picture of Plum kids, which don't exist. So it's like a toilet where he lets kids out in the toilet. So you use your mind, your imagination, man. Yo, man. So listen, hey, T, what's coming on? What's going on, T? We still got you on the line? T, you on the line, T?
I'm here.
I hear you.
Okay.
I just wanted to address that right now, T. I got your picture, right? I got your picture, your Facebook picture. I just went through your account.
I'm
looking at your pictures, you know what I mean? And I'm like this, no, I can't see her squatting pissing, not that person. No, I don't see that person squatting pissing. I'm trying to find one picture. Then I looked at your profile pic. And I see she's bending over. So I say, yeah, I do look like she's pissing while taking the profile.
Hi, Sandy.
account, I know, like I told you, he could be sitting up there saying, y'all just got up, thinking about using Cresta Colgate, he get 100 things. He's like, yo, how
do
you
want that title?
You got the title, man. You the hottest thing on Facebook. It's you, Kim Kardashian, and the nigga Rice that just hit all the kids with the basketballs, man. Y'all right now got the top three Twitters right now, man. What's going on, Rick, man?
Yo, I'm good. I'm listening to this show bugging out, like. I'm still bugging off the hoodlock topic.
Hey, Rick, listen.
You got to keep on hoodlock in the hood.
That's right. Me and my man Rick always go back and forth. We debate heavy over all types of stuff, man. Right now, Rick, put it out there. Who you say, I say it's a hood rat, but you say it ain't a hood rat.
Listen, the hood rats, you got to keep in the hood. I had to learn the hard way.
So tell us your story, man. Tell us what happened, man.
Yo, man, I'm like, all right, we're going to go to Broadway, you know what I'm saying? Get dressed. She came and got me in the latest Jordans, some jeans. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? Go put on some motherfucking heels.
Oh,
you got on the ladies, Jordan. You're champing the black and brown. Your tattoos is showing. Make a lesson delight. We go into the tree line.
You said make a lesson delight. Change of plans.
Hey, yo. Everybody know your name, man. You feel what I'm saying? So you can take, so you take a chick right there, man. Like, yo, who that? Because nobody don't know her name, so you get it off. Like, yeah, this little shorty right now. Shorty all dressed like she ready for the fight, man. Oh,
I'm
man.
Thinking she about to order some wine. She ordered a double shot of E&J. I said, who the fuck still drink E&J? You gotta do better, baby.
Hey, y'all, I wanna let y'all know right now, me, me and my man Rick, we are graduates of the original East Orange High School class of 96, man. Hey, yo, when I say that my man Rick is my inspiration for comedy, man, there's nobody that I love bugging out with, man. You can go out with him anyway. We go to high society social functions, or we can go right to the Tremont Lounge, man. No matter what, you're gonna be the same brother, man. And I thank you for calling in, man, showing that love and giving us that story of the definition of a hood rat, baby. You can't take it. He's trying to upgrade people. He's trying to upgrade the hood for y'all. He said, let's go to the point. Wow. You said, the point where the ticket for kids. You said, the Batman Broadway ticket is a buck to pay. Take it out. I'm pretty sure they're going to get something to eat. I'm pretty sure, hey, yo, my, hey, he's just a rock boy. He don't drink nothing but the rock. He said, I don't have no headache off the key stuff. She's like, you ain't got to buy me some rock. You ain't even familiar with all around. We can just get some of this new Amsterdam. That Amsterdam.
Her damn nails is 4 inches long.
Wow.
Hey, yo, wait,
like,
I told you, right?
Did you ask her where she borrowed them from?
Huh?
I know you asked her where she bought them from, right?
What, the Jordans?
The nails.
The Jordans? Man, I don't even get into all that.
Because her eyelashes probably was 4 inches too, right?
Oh, nah, they were straight. They were straight.
Oh, okay.
Time out. The hoodie, they be looking nice. They ain't you got your phone back. What we saying is, like, you put it on lobby like that, man. And like I said, man, hey, yo, man, yo, I appreciate it, man. You know, mad love, you already know what it is. So this is GQ Bowers Radio. Your boy, Fall Out Comedy with Chiggy Chick, man. This is what we do. And this is my man right now. Yo, make sure y'all follow him on. Y'all follow him on Facebook at Rick Capo Joe. Your sin. He got those fishy Gucci glasses on. His big ass bright smile. Make sure you got your brightness in your phone up, because it might go past. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got your also follow on Instagram, y'all. He's the funniest dude I know, man. He's the funniest dude I know. That's not a thing, man. I'll try to get him on stage. But, yo, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, Rick, man. Stay online. Listen up, yo. Right now. Right now, I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know, but listen, I'm about to bust out the funny.
Wait, I just want to talk about them long eyelashes. Hold on.
What is it?
I just want to know who invented that.
I think the biggest shoot.
I have no clue.
Well,
chicks be knowing their eyelashes too long. Because you keep blinking.
I know, right?
You're not even comfortable. You keep blinking. And then you get mad. You be like, you know what? You don't even look me in my eye when you talk to me. And you keep blinking.
And you can't rob her. Because if you rob her, it's a wrap.
You're blinking 100 times a minute. You're not comfortable. You want me to look you in your eye. I'm about ready to hit you with a bag of flour.
And don't wear no glasses.
Oh, man.
Stupid, too.
I'm feeling like joint. I'm writing it down. Speak.
Oh!
Hey, yo, Sounds Radio, man. Yo, we banging out over here. They dropped the bomb. We got another thing. I'm on the speaker, baby. I got like 5 sound effects. I am really balling right now. Hey, man, Radio, this is your boy. Next, we got all types of songs. You know what I have? I want who let the dogs out? You know, I want the mock trainer. I want all that joint. I want the twisty roll. I want all these drugs in my sound effects. Can you imagine? We just sit here with. Hold up. Break it down. Cotton candy, sweet and gold. Let me see you,
twisty
roll.
Oh,
no. How hard you is right now.
If they would have came out today with that song, they would get clowned so hard.
Yes.
You see, that's how you know times has changed. Cause look what they was doing. Like,
oh man.
And they had a Mikey shorts on. We had the A grade competition, man. I was the A 4. We going VLD together. Me and my man Rick, we was rapping at that time. But anyway, right? I didn't have the money like that because he didn't know. That's another show. I had money like that, right? So they said, listen, everybody was dressed the same. I think it was like we both had like a gray shirt with some black Levi's, right?
We supposed to wear jeans. Levi's shorts with a black Discus shirt. The Discus t-shirt was $2.
A black Discus shirt. But yeah, I couldn't afford with the Levi's t-shirt. So you know what I do? I took a pair of sweatpants, right? Now look, I cut them. I did cut them. But what I did was, you know, at the bottom of your sweatpants with like the elastic that holds at the bottom of your feet, I pulled it all the way up. And I pulled it on the top of my thigh. And then I did the other one. And then I did, like, pull the sweatpants down. So now it looks like sweatpants shorts. But listen, you know what I'm saying? My man, you know, you can hug him. You can love him now. But it's funny, man, because I was living that. I was on poverty, man. And I really couldn't explain to my boys, man, about how I couldn't get my So we know we discussed it. So it was just one of those things that just passed through like this, like, oh, okay. He couldn't get the Levi's shirt. That was it. You know what I'm saying? His grandmother was tripping.
Everybody looked at him like, yo, what the fuck do you got on? Rolled up sweatpants. And you know, if you gotta make some sweatpants look like shorts, you know, he had to put the bottom of the sweatpants all the way up to his balls. He had to. You gotta really think about it. To make it look like shorts, you gotta roll it up to your balls.
Your balls, man. That's what I said. You have to pull them up all the way up to your thighs. So right now, your box actually. The boxes was laying over the bottom of the sweatpants. And then, like, I get it, and I make a chalk line, right, so I iron them real hot that night. Boom, put the crease in front. Boom, iron them. Yo.
bring that to the stage.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, me and my man, Rick, yo, we can man. Yo, Rick, you made my show, man. Boy, you born, man. I appreciate it.
Rick, you crazy too.
Yo, oh man, memories. Memories, memories, memories.
Tears coming down my eye.
We got 3 minutes left on our show, but listen, I'm going to end it off good. This is one of my monologues I try to end the show off with. Usually what I start the show off with, how I'm ending the show off with, man. And listen, man, sometimes life throws you a lot of curveballs, man, but we ain't playing baseball, so sometimes you ain't got to worry about hitting everything, man. And, yo, I got a lot of love. Sometimes, man, when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel too good, but you still got to be yourself, man. So even though I'm going through a lot of stresses in my life, I never try to bring it to my radio show. I never try to bring it to my friends. And I never least try to bring it to my wife, my family, man. You know, we talk about some good things, about how I met my wife and I hit him the first night.
Go.
That is the truth of it, man. But you know what I mean? Sometimes, man, you need to laugh at stuff and figure you can cry, man. So I thank you for all the love that I got on my show, man. I appreciate T calling in, Angie, my man, Rick. Yo, I appreciate the people that's behind the board. I appreciate my whole GQ Palace family, man. I thank y'all a lot, man. Yo, we're going to make sure we continue to bring the funny, man. If everybody else don't got no show like this, I got a show like this. Fall Out Comedy, your boy Chicky Chick. Make sure you call in every week, 646-200-3838. Press 1 so we can have some interaction for us to bug out. Just think about how good this show was, and it wouldn't have been nothing if my man ain't calling. Yo, I love you all. This is what we do. GQ Powers Radio, play my beat. Next week, I got a sick intro coming in. I got some guests coming in, some comedians. We doing our thing, but I wanted to establish for myself. Check the comedian, baby. We 10 o'clock, we rolling out. Play that off, intro, outro.
I need a cigarette, cause you be off and then we all